Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 5th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Prevent equations in young adults. Fairness, calibration, and performance across racial and ethnic groups. Cardiovascular disease is increasing among young adults, highlighting a critical need for effective primary prevention strategies. The American Heart Association's Prevent, Predicting Risk of Cardiovascular Disease Events, Equations estimate risk for cardiovascular disease, atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, and heart failure. This analysis provided insights into the performance and algorithmic fairness of these base and social deprivation index augmented prevent equations across various racial and ethnic groups. The study emphasized the importance of equitable and accurately calibrated risk prediction tools for diverse young adult populations. Article number 2. 1-year outcomes of novel balloon expandable versus contemporary transcatheter heart valves in severe aortic stenosis, the landmark trial. The landmark trial found that the MyVal balloon expandable transcatheter heart valve, TH5 series, was non-inferior to the most commonly used contemporary Sapien and Evolut series TH5S for the 30-day early safety endpoint. This finding was observed in participants with symptomatic severe native aortic stenosis. The study thereby established the initial safety profile of the novel MyVal valve in comparison to established devices. Further evaluation of its 1-year clinical outcomes, hemodynamic performances, and quality of life is ongoing. Article number 3. Left ventricular health and TAVR timing in asymptomatic severe aortic stenosis analysis from the early TAVR trial. The early TAVR trial definitively demonstrated that early transcatheter aortic valve replacement, TAVR, was superior to clinical surveillance for patients with asymptomatic severe aortic stenosis. This finding revealed a clear benefit of early intervention in improving patient outcomes. The subsequent analysis examined how baseline left ventricular L5 health impacted this treatment effect and observed longitudinal L5 health under different treatment strategies. These observations underscore the critical role of L5 function in optimizing management decisions for asymptomatic severe aortic stenosis. Article number 4. Heart failure in the Portuguese population aged is greater than or equal to 50 years. Prevalence and phenotypes in the PORTHOS study. Heart failure constitutes a significant global health burden, with its true prevalence often uncertain due to heterogeneous study designs and evolving diagnostic criteria. The Portuguese Heart Failure Prevalence Observational Study, PORTHOS, investigated the prevalence and phenotypic distribution of heart failure in community-dwelling adults aged 50 years and older in mainland Portugal. This cross-sectional, population-based study provided a detailed epidemiological snapshot of heart failure within this specific European demographic. The findings from PORTHOS are essential for understanding regional disease burden and informing public health strategies. Article number 5. Subvalvular aortic stenosis in adults, clinical course and long-term outcomes. This study delineated the clinical course and long-term outcomes for adults diagnosed with subvalvular aortic stenosis utilizing prospectively registered data from the Dutch Congenital Corvitia Registry. Researchers comprehensively assessed all-cause mortality, subvalvular aortic stenosis reoperation rates, and significant cardiovascular events, including arrhythmias and heart failure. The investigation also tracked longitudinal changes in echocardiographic peak velocity and interventricular septal thickness. Patients received an extensive follow-up period averaging 17.1 years, providing robust data on disease progression and long-term management challenges. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.